You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The recent Social Security Amendment Bill is an extension of the government's agenda to cut those on benefits by 50,000. While this may seem like a strategic move by the government, it is important to consider that they are not creating any new jobs and unemployment as it is at a 4.8% as of September 2024. The proposed changes aim to make it harder for those struggling to receive the benefit, additionally introducing money management schemes, which splits the MSD payment onto a card which can only be used at specific locations. These changes are unrealistic because many people already pay more than half of their income for rent. Anti-poverty groups have spoken out about this amendment and are aiming to raise awareness around this. These groups want the government to move away from the sanctions against people who need income support. So I spoke to Child Poverty Action Group's Executive Officer, Sarita Divis, about this Social Security Bill amendment and potential consequences for those seeking support. To begin with, what do you think led the government to consider amendments to the Social Security Act?
The Social Security Act is basically the act that provides income support to people to have that adequate standard of living. That's the purpose of the act. And I think the government doesn't actually know what that's there for because they're using this bill to get people off it. So it's like they've set a target of getting 50,000 people off the income support, and that's what the amendments to the bill that they're putting forward.
And can you please explain how the proposed amendments risk infringing the Social Security Act?
Yeah, so the purpose of the Social Security Act is to protect our human rights, which Aotearoa has signed up to internationally under UN conventions, and that is to ensure an adequate standard of living for each and every one of us. And so that's the whole purpose of the Social Security Act. And if you go on the website for Human Rights Commission and others, you will see that Social Security and the Social Security Act is for the purposes of that human right to an adequate standard of living, and this will, you know, really undermine those human rights because it's several changes to benefit systems, which basically when we've analysed it, we've seen that it will exacerbate poverty and homelessness.
What are the implications for fundamental human rights and the well-being of job seekers?
So we all know that unemployment is at a four-year high. We're in a recession. There are no jobs, and yet the government's pushing this agenda to get 50,000 people off the benefit. Into what? We don't know. So it's almost like we're in Squid Games, you know. Whoever stuffs up first, they will be the people that lose out. For example, these benefit sanctions proposed in the bill, it's all to do with the traffic light system. So if you miss a phone call because you're on the toilet, or if you don't go to an appointment because your child is sick, then suddenly you'll get sanctioned and you can lose your benefit, and that's what the agenda is. But that's what we're saying, is that it's a basic human right to have a standard of living, and that's what income support is there for.
What is the Community Work Experience Scheme and the Money Management Scheme you mentioned, and how could it potentially lead to further hardship?
So those are the non-financial sanctions, and they're kind of targeted towards job seekers and those with dependents. And so we've got the money management scheme, which requires half of your person's benefit to be loaded onto a payment card. Well, we know that other studies in Australia where this has been tried out show that there's discrimination and stigma around that. If you're using your card, you can't go to your local fruit and veggie shop or your butcher to get like a better deal on stuff. We all know that, you know, the income support is not enough, but you actually have to go to the designated places. On top of that, then we know that people that rent, a lot of people on the job seeker and the benefit are renting, so they spend more than 50% of their income on rent, and yet they won't be able to use this card to pay rent. So what will happen is that, you know, your landlord, after a couple of times when you haven't been paying rent, then you'll be kicked out of your house and you'll be homeless. So this is where, even though they're saying that these changes are not financial, they're non-financial sanctions, and they actually will lead to homelessness and not having enough to eat and that adequate standard of living, which we talked about, which is a basic human right.
Can you share examples of how errors, mishandling, and general unease of navigating the system has already impacted beneficiaries?
We've put this forward, and with quite a few anti-poverty groups calling for this bill to be scrapped and for it to not go to select committee stage. And one of those is the Citizen Advice Bureau. So Citizen Advice Bureau, they help a lot of people to apply for benefits, people that don't have access to technology, for example, or don't have the communication skills or the admin skills to fill out the forms. So what's going to happen under this bill is that job seekers will have to do twice the amount of applications. So it's every 26 weeks. So that will, you know, put pressure on the Citizen Advice Bureau. We have to do twice the amount of work as well to support people. So, like I said, it's basically a Squid Games episode where whoever stuffs up first, if you don't do your CV and reapply in time, or you miss an appointment or a call, then suddenly you're on this sanction and it can lead to you being kicked off the benefit.
What message do you have for policymakers supporting the bill, and what response do you expect from the government?
There's quite a few groups, including disability groups, Christian Services, Methodist Mission, there's Citizen Advice Bureau, there's quite a few of us, including the New Zealand Disability Advisory Trust. We're sort of saying, look, we need to withdraw the bill. We're urging the government to withdraw the bill and adopt measures to actually alleviate poverty. So we know that we're in a recession. We know that unemployment is at an all-time high. It's really time for us to come together as a country, as a nation, and sort of say, let's actually support people and alleviate poverty. So things such as increasing the core benefit levels, we already know benefits are not at a level that are adequate for standard of living, so we actually need to increase those. We need to raise the minimum wage to the living wage, and we need to enhance disability allowances and remove these sanctions. Sanctions do not work. All the evidence, all the research from Child Poverty Action Group and many others working in this space for many years have shown that these sort of benefit sanctions and this sort of penalising people does not work. What we need is wraparound support that actually supports us during a recessionary time and also into the future to support people.
Why do you believe that the government is trying to get people off the job seeker, off the benefit?
Yeah, so basically it's a cost-cutting measure. They're not understanding what the environment that we're living in, or maybe they're watching too many Squid Game episodes or whatever, but the reality is that that's what the purpose is, to get these 50,000 people off income support. But where they go and what happens to them is, we feel that they're not understanding what will happen to them, and what we're saying is that we'll take away the human right to an adequate standard of living, and that's not acceptable, because as a nation we don't accept that. We actually want everyone to have that human right, and we've signed up to that. And so the government needs to, who have also party to this convention that they've signed up to, they need to also understand what their obligations are. So we're all in this together. We can do it. You know, with unemployment at a high, more people are accessing income support, so we need to support them as well and realise that anyone could have to use income support, but we all want everyone to have an adequate standard of living. You know, food, shelter, clothing, all the necessities. This is what our country has been built on, and what we need to continue in.
And that was Sarita Divis, Executive Officer of the Child Poverty Action Group, speaking to us about the Social Security Bill Amendment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.